You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
You're on the 95 BFM breakfast show. Morena e te whānau. Folks who are wanting to play around a second guessing are going to have to stick around till after 8 o'clock this morning because we have a very special thing to talk about with Dylan Pallett of Independent Music New Zealand right now. Kia ora, Dylan. How are you this morning?
Right, Rachel, very good, thank you. And sorry for those people waiting around for second guessing. I do love that show. I do love listening to that show for sure.
it's a deeply competitive 5 minutes of radio, that's for sure. But we're talking about a different kind of competition. It's the Tate Prize 2024, which is, I'm going to let you do the explaining about what the kind of weight of the Tate Prize is, what it's all about. I'm sure a lot of listeners are already familiar, but tell us a wee bit about what this award is, Dylan.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's been the Tate Music Prize has been rolling along now for about 15 years. I'm sure that most listeners would be kind of aware of it. But in a nutshell, it's basically to a ceremony and an award show to acknowledge the creativity of New Zealand albums and New Zealand artists that have been putting out music in the past year or so. This year we're announcing the finalists this morning for the main prize, and we'll be announcing the other categories a bit later on.
Very, very exciting. I think we should just get straight into this list. It's a pretty cool list. How does it get voted on? Let's get straight into it, and then actually, no, I have a follow-up question. How does it get voted on? How does this list kind of eventuate, Dylan?
We have nominations come in from artists and record labels, or the artist managers, to be put into consideration for the Tate Music Prize. That then gets fed out to a voting academy on all those long-listed finalists, which brings us down to a short list, which we then put towards a panel of 10 people to decide the ultimate winner. The winner receives a $12,500 cash prize, thanks to our family partner, Recorded Music New Zealand. It's been fantastic. They've been able to stump up the cash for 15 odd years now, which is fantastic.
That is fantastic.
So anyway, let's get into that. Should we get into the finalists then? We can't keep people waiting, I don't think.
Let's do it. What's our let's do it in alphabetical, I reckon. That's the most diplomatic way we can do it. Let's start us off. What's the first one we've got here in our finalists this year?
That sounds fine, and that's great, because that's how the list is in front of me right this
moment. Great, excellent.
The 2024 Tate Music Prize finalists are Dick Move with their record Wet on 1 to 12 records, Ebony Lamb with her album Ebony Lamb on Slow Time Records. Not Your Cupid is a record by Ernie Bell on Flying Nun Records. Homebrew is in there with Run It Back on Years Go By. Mermaidens, self-titled Mermaidens, is there as well. Shepherd's Rain are there for LMI on Golden Robot Records. Tiny Ruins is there with Ceremony on Ursa Minor. We have Brave Style by Tom Lark out on the Christchurch label Wine Gum Records. Unknown Mortal Orchestra in there for V on Jag Jaguar. And then the last finalist is Vera Allen, Ideal Home Noise on Flying Nun.
That is a bloody good finalists list. It is, I think there's not two albums on there that you could sort of safely say sit in exactly the same genre space even. That's a pretty diverse collection of sounds. How exciting to see all those records being celebrated in this way.
It's pretty stacked,
right? It is pretty stacked, I have to say. I'm excited. When is the Tate Prize going to be actually happening, Dylan? When do we find out who's taking out the award?
That'll be in April, around the 23rd, I believe. We hold a ceremony here in Auckland. Another mention, there's three or four other categories to award on the night as well.
It's going to be a very special evening. It's always really enjoyable. Of course, there's the Classic Record Award, and there is also Auckland Live Best Independent Debut, which is for, as it says on the tin, the best independent release. That is also someone's first release, which is very exciting. So there'll be plenty more to talk about as we get closer to that. But I think we should play a song from last year's winner of the big one, the Tate Prize, Princess Chelsea, for her album Everything Is Going to Be All Right. Dylan, thank you so much for running us through the shortlist this morning. Very excited to see that. We'll catch you soon.
Okay. Cheers, Rachel. Cheerio.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.